just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. Oh, fill us with wonder. May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. 'Cause you are beautiful.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Praise God. It's a great day. Really, really great day. Okay, so I have comments. I just want to encourage everyone again, whoever may have comments, please feel free to share. Let's know how we could better be of a blessing, or how this podcast could be a better improvement in us to minister, to help you a whole lot better. Thank you, and I know, again and again, that we're having a very, very, very glorious day. So welcome once again to this faith-filled, grace-filled, favor-filled day. You know, it is a favor-filled day. All things continue to work together, you know, for your good. Praise God, hallelujah, just, you know, to help sensitize, to help you, you know, get into the word that you're sharing. You can just, you know, switch into that mode of worship where you are. Just praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We give God praise. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give God praise. He deserves the glory. We thank Him. We praise Him. We honor Him. We honor Him. Oh, hallelujah. Just me allow you for about a minute, and then I'll be fine. Praise God. Your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. How many know that tonight? There is no one else like you. For you are great. Hallelujah. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Can I just say that one more time? How many know that you can think about something that the Lord has done for you that couldn't nobody do but God? Can I get somebody to just let your mind go back to one testimony that you have that couldn't nobody do it but God? You deserve the glory. When I sing this, just start praising Him. And the honor. I lift my hands in worship. And I bless Your holy name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So welcome to a great day. Welcome, you know, to a wonderful day. A day of faith, a day filled with favor. A day filled with favor. You must keep that in mind. A day filled with favor. All right, a day favor filled. Now, very many times, you know, our days could start and certain things happen that we did not, you know, bargain for, certain things go on that we did not expect to happen. But please remind yourself, you know, I have a day filled with favor. A day filled with favor. Why am I saying this? You know, Bible lets us know that we need to wage a good warfare with prophecies. Paul was saying that, you know, to Timothy. So I'll share, you know, with you, you know, this morning, a principle. I saw it, you know, in the life of Jesus, and it will help, right? It's helpful, it's beautiful, because no matter how life is, no matter what goes on, no matter what happens to us, you know, that consciousness of I have a favor-filled day, I have exactly what God tells me, I'm healed, I'm blessed, I'm anointed, you know, whatever it is and however it might apply to your situation. But the thing we're learning this morning, you know, which would help, you know, within this period and beyond, is holding on to exactly what God has said about you, irrespective of what your feelings, your experiences, you know, whatever else it is might be. So be it in the area of health, your mental state, your emotional state, the devil will keep coming at us with thoughts, you know, thoughts of defeat, you know, thoughts of inadequacy. Thoughts of despair, you know, when things seem hopeless. Where are things going? How are things going to go? Where's life taking me? I don't understand. I'm confused. You know, those thoughts of despair. you know, when those thoughts of despair come at us, you know, and then, you know, those thoughts of doubt, you know, not sure anymore if those things you believe in, if they were real or not, sure anymore if that future which you hope for, you know, if it's still authentic, if it's still within your grasp, you know, when things seem to get darker. Please note I said seem, when things seem to get dark and confusing. You know, it's the word of God that is light. You know, remember Psalm 119 says the entrance of his word gives light. Right? When things seem to get dark, you could turn to a friend or two, and I pray that whenever you turn to those friends, they give you the right counsel. Like, you know, I pray that whenever you turn to those people, they say the words, you know, you need to hear. Maybe not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear, because sometimes there's what we want to hear, and then we seem to develop itchy ears. You know, we turn away from folk who might say things we don't want to hear. You know, we turn away from people who might say things that are rather uncomfortable. We, you know, turn away from people who say things that will rattle our nest. You know, they will rattle your nest. You don't want. You know, that, you know, but the word of God is given for reproof, rebuke, for correction, instruction. You know, so may you turn at those moments, you know, to those who might say the right thing. Now, yes, in you hearing it, you might also need time to assimilate, but, you know, I pray that strength, you know, rises up to take the right step. You know, and if you are the one God is allowing to be that voice of counsel to another person, may you also, you know, say it well sometimes, that matters. But more importantly, may you be patient. You know, may you be patient to watch God's word work, you know, in that person's life. You know, watch God's word work. Sometimes we give in, give up and say, well, I've said all I could say. Let them do all they want to do. But some other times the seed of the word has been sown. You know, we plant, we water, God gives the increase. So the seed of the word has been sown. So may we hearers and, you know, speakers at whichever point we fall into, may we require, may we enjoy, you know, the requisite characters at the moment of execution of either hearing right counsel, you know, giving out right counsel. So once again this morning, like I was saying, you know, things might seem dark, might seem bleak, might seem confusing about health, about finance, about, you know, marriage and relationship. You just, how is it going to be? What's going to happen? What am I going to do? Who may I turn to? And in the midst of turning to friends, may we turn to the Lord. May we also turn to his word, because above all right, he guides us by his written word, and then he guides us also by the word spoken to us by his spirit. He guides us, you know, primarily by those. Yes, he could speak and send people to us, but I'm dealing more with his word, right? His written word and then his spoken word. But please understand that the word God speaks to you would always align with the word God has written to you. So you have to understand the written word. What's God said? All right, what's God said? So let's look at a case in point in the very life of Jesus where, you know, he had to deal with this. Because in looking at what happened in the book of Genesis, God planted a garden in the east of Eden. And we see how that God put man there and then God brought him his wife. And the enemy came one day talking to the woman Eve, and he said to her, come, did God say you should not eat of anything here? She said, yeah, we shouldn't even touch it. You know, when we do, we will die. And, you know, the devil said, well, you wouldn't surely die. You know, you just have your eyes opened. You would understand good and evil. And the woman began to hear from the devil promises and the future that God seemed to have hidden away from them. And Bible said Eve was deceived. So that was deception, right? Because there's nothing the devil can offer. There's nothing he could give to us. So we see in this case, you know, in Matthew chapter 3, Jesus was at the River Jordan to be baptized by John. In the 16th verse, Matthew chapter 3, 16, reading 16 and 17, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So this happened, all right? This is not a figment of someone's imagination. Jesus being baptized, the heavens open, the Spirit of God descends upon him in the form of a dove, and God speaks. God speaks clearly. God says, this is my beloved Son. So we enter Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And Jesus answered and said to him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So Jesus told the enemy in this hour of temptation, it is written. So I believe we need to know what is written. You need to know what is written to deal with the devil. But what exactly was the temptation here? Verse 3 again, when the tempter came to him, he said to him, if you are the Son of God, command the stone to be bread. Most times we might not see these as a temptation. We just see it as a challenge, you know. You know, we see it as a challenge. You know, you do it. Do it. You know, if you're sure it's who you are, if you know you're a Christian, if you know, you know, why are you having symptoms? I thought you're a person of faith, you know. Why are you having those symptoms? Why are your needs not met? Are you not a Christian? You know, why don't you have that baby right now? Why? How come you lost your job? You know, see, nobody likes you. No guy is staying. I mean, something's wrong with you. You know, and then the devil comes up with all of that, you know. And he reminds you of your last three prayers that you're not even sure if they were ever answered. Not because God doesn't answer prayers. The Bible says we have not because, you know, we ask not. And even when we ask amiss that we may consume upon our own loss. James tells us that. John, you know, 1 John says this is the confidence that we have when we ask according to his will. So that shows from those two scriptures there would be principles. And there are principles in praying effectively, which we should learn. You know, don't just assume that, well, I prayed and I said the name of Jesus. You know, you might need to understand, you know, when not to allow doubt, how to place the word of God, how to keep meditating on the word, how to present the word, you know, and that. Now, so you find out, so where, how was this a temptation? Wasn't it just a simple challenge? I mean, wasn't Jesus up to the challenge? He should have just said, hey, what's the big deal? I'll show to you right now, right here, that I am the Son of God. But what the devil was doing here was posing doubt, you know. He was using his fiery darts of doubt and unbelief. He wanted Jesus to question. He wanted Jesus to, this is not you proving a miracle or doing a miracle or proving, as it were, yourself to glorify God. No, this has self-esteem wrapped up in it. This has doubt, you know, wrapped up in it. This is, if you really are who you claim to be, if you really are what God says you are, you know, then you'll do this. Once again, how is it a temptation? Back again to chapter 3, verse 17. Then a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. God said, so the devil comes to say, if you are the Son of God. All right, is it that God wasn't sure what God was saying? God said, I am. I didn't have to turn stone to bread for God to have announced me to be his son. I didn't have to jump into the sky and float for 10 minutes for God to have announced me to be his son. I didn't have to perform any single miracle for God to announce me to be his son. He announced me as his son before the miracle, not when the miracle came. He announced me as his son. Glory to God. He announced me, said, this is my beloved son. I am his beloved son. Yes, I will perform miracles to glorify him, not to let the devil know that, can't you see now that I'm the Son of God? No. Me being the Son of God was spoken by God, and I believe it. So that's why Jesus said, man will not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And it had proceeded out of the mouth of God that I am his beloved son. I believe this just blessed somebody. I am his son. How does that apply to you? You might right now feel unblessed, if there's a word that way, or like that. You might feel so unblessed. But he called you blessed before you ever enjoyed your first level of favor. He called you blessed before anybody ever gave you any good thing or was ever nice to you. He called you blessed. So the devil come and say, if you are blessed, why aren't these things happening to you? You know? Oh, you scream all over, you know, about being the seed of Abraham. If you are the seed of Abraham, you know, if God really loves you, why don't you have your job? You know, if God really has a good plan for your life, then where are your children? You know, and then the devil keeps coming. He keeps coming. He comes with doubt. It comes with doubt. It comes with those statements of doubt. Why aren't you healed? I thought you're a faith person. If confession really works, all these ones you've been saying since, why aren't you healed? Why aren't you blessed? Why aren't you helped? Why are you just fumbling and mumbling and things not working for you? But you go back again and say, no, it is written. Hallelujah. It is written. It is written. I believe what was written. I believe what has been written. I believe what is written. I know what is written. Child of God, you need to come to the word. Man shall not live by bread alone. Man lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So concerning your situation right now, what has God said? Concerning fear. Fear that seems to, you know, want to flood your mind. What has God said? 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given you the spirit of fear. So you go to the word and say, it is written. Psalm 91 says, you shall not be afraid of terror by night. Please take note of it. It didn't say God will help you not to be afraid. You will not be afraid. Choose not to fear. Choose not to fear. I refuse to fear. I do not have the spirit of fear. Oh, but do you know what will happen next? Do you know what's going to happen in the country? You know, yes, I may not have that clear information, but I refuse to fear. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, Psalm 34 tells us. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. So, hey, oh, times are tougher, child of God. What are you going to do to survive? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord, Psalm 34, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. And allow me to say, it's important where you put the but. You know, the B-U-T word. You know, Bible here says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Imagine us saying, the Lord delivers the righteous, but many are the afflictions. You know, many are the afflictions. It means, yeah, you see God's deliverance, but the afflictions seem overwhelming. Find where to put the but. Know where to put the but. Oh, I have symptoms all over my body, but I believe the word of God. I'm healed. That's greater, far better faith statement. You know, stronger to say. Now, when you say, Bible says I'm healed, but I have symptoms all over my body. You know, I know the word says none will be barren, but. I know the Lord says male, female, created he them. And, you know, it's not good for man to be alone. Either find a wife, you know, whatever, all the verses, you know. Have what you say, so I've said I have a spouse. I know I've confessed it, but no, when you put the negative after the but, you unconsciously neutralize your faith. You unconsciously confess doubt and unbelief. Faith does not deny what we experience. Faith doesn't deny the fact. But faith says, I have a greater reality. Faith says, yes, I see this earthly reality. I see this physical reality. But faith says, I have a greater reality. I have a stronger reality. God's word is my reality. So I know this is what I'm facing. I know right now I don't know the next step to take, but I declare that the Lord is my light and my salvation. I declare that the Lord guides me. He leads me in the way to go. Yes, right now I might seem to feel, you know, that sense of hopelessness. But I declare according to God's word that I'm not without hope or without God in this world. So you must know the word of God, because the devil comes again with his if your faith is working, why is this still going on in your life? If God hears and answers your prayers, why are you still experiencing what you're experiencing? I remember what Paul said in 2 Corinthians in the 4th chapter, the 17th verse. 2 Corinthians 4, you know, 17. I could quote it, but I just want to read it to us. It says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Our light affliction. So whatever it is we might be facing, we're low on cash or zero on cash, we're being disappointed here and there by a few folk. You know, once again, maybe it's relationship and marriage, things aren't working. You know, you're into that age where you know you should, or you desire to, and you know you should be married, and things don't seem to work. Watch your words, watch your thoughts, but remind yourself, my light affliction, this season I'm in, is but for a moment. It works for me a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 18 is the key. Now it says, "While we look not at the things which we see, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen, they are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal." So whatever it is you are seeing is subject to change. It's temporary. That situation, that condition, that moment of darkness, confusion, not knowing what to do, is subject to change. Oh, it's subject to change. It's subject to change. It's subject to change. It's subject to change. So we stay with the word, child of God. You stay. You meditate. Don't just read the word. Put the word in your heart. Think about it. Pick a verse. It could be that Psalm 34:19. Pick that verse. "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers him out of them all." But God, many are the afflictions. We agree. But the reality is God delivers him. God rescues the believer out of these afflictions. My case is according to God's word. My case, my testimony is according to God's word. My life is aligned with this word. This verse is true in my life. God delivers me out of it. Now you think about this. It becomes your thought. You go to the restroom, you walk into the kitchen, you sit for 5 minutes, you lay on the bed, you rest a little bit, you know. It just comes again and again. You meditate. It sinks in. Don't forget, if you abide in me, John 15, and my words abide in you, then you ask what you will. So there's something important about the word abiding in us. You already abide in him. You are in Christ. So Paul says in Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom." So you've got to learn to, I you know, to be a person who stores up the word. It helps your prayer to be better. So don't just pray and then, hey, I've prayed, it's not happening. Put the word in your heart. Be established on the word. Be settled on the word. Put the word in you, child of God. That's the key to victory, because the word is lamp. The word is light. The word is salvation. The word is victory. So once again, you put it to deal with the temptations of the devil, to deal with his thoughts. He will come with his wiles. You use your shield of faith to knock them off. So once again, when he comes and says, "If you are the Son of God, why then is your life like this?" He said, "Devil, I live not by this natural thing that is temporal. I am what the word says I am. I am who the word says I am. I have what the word says I have. I have my job. I have my child. I have my health. You know, I have my home. I have my, you know, spouse. I have what the word says I have." We have soundness of health from the head, you know, from the top of our heads to the tip of our toes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you could say with me, "I am who God says I am. I am who God says I am. I am who God says I am. I am blessed. I am healed. Yes, I am loved. I am favored. Oh, yes, I am righteous and holy. I am who God says I am. I am healed from the top of my head to the tip of my toes. I am healed. I am healed. I am who God says I am. Yes, I am. I am. I am. I am. Also, I have what God says
I have eternal life. Yes, I have the very life of God working in me, working through me. Yes, 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 yes. I have, you know, a great day. Yes, yes, because it is the day the Lord has made. We've come into the season and we rejoice and we're glad in it. So today I have a great day. I have a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, not the spirit of fear. So I have what the word says I have. So today is a good day. Today is a favor-filled day. Today is a wonderful, excellent, marvelous, glorious day. We refuse to be moved by what we see, what we feel or experience. The day is what we say it is because it's what God says it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe you've been blessed once again by this podcast. Please subscribe, you know, to this channel. It allows you just, you know, to be prompted once we're live. Very many things will be coming your way, but we're still up on this. And don't forget, Sunday evening, 5 p.m. Nigerian time, we will be streaming The Influence of the Spirit. It's online. It will be on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and audio will stream straight here, just in case there's not that much data, you know, for video streaming. You don't have to miss a bit. You don't have to miss any part of the meeting at all. All right, so just stream right here. Once it's 5 p.m. Nigerian time, you know, just jump in here straight up and you'll have a wonderful time. I believe you'll be amazing and blessed. All right. And please don't forget, drop your comments, questions when necessary. We are here to help you, all right, to enjoy your walk of faith and walk of victory, you know, your walk with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. We have a great day, right? Glory to God. To enjoy a day filled with revelation, filled with increase, filled with blessings, filled with favor. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Favor-filled day. Favor-filled day. Blessing-filled day. Increase-filled day. Increase-filled day. That we may not be familiar with the word. No. But like children, always beholding, you know, wondering, just marvel at things. May we always marvel at the beauty of God's word and the revelation therein. Praise God. Have a beautiful day.
May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified. May we be just like a child, staring at the beauty.